The Power Elite by C. Wright Mills. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Power Elite is a book written by C. Wright Mills in 1956. It is a sociological analysis of the structure of power in the United States. Mills argues that the power elite in the United States is composed of three distinct groups: the military, the corporate, and the political. He argues that these three groups are interlocked and that they have a great deal of influence over the decisions that are made in the country. He also argues that the power elite is largely unaccountable to the public and that it is largely insulated from public opinion. Mills begins by discussing the concept of power and how it is distributed in the United States. He argues that power is concentrated in the hands of a few individuals and that these individuals are largely unaccountable to the public. He then goes on to discuss the three groups that make up the power elite: the military, the corporate, and the political. He argues that these three groups are interlocked and that they have a great deal of influence over the decisions that are made in the country. He also argues that the power elite is largely unaccountable to the public and that it is largely insulated from public opinion. Mills then goes on to discuss the consequences of the power elite's influence. He argues that the power elite has a great deal of influence over the decisions that are made in the country and that this influence can lead to a lack of accountability and a lack of democracy. He also argues that the power elite can lead to a lack of economic opportunity for the average citizen and that it can lead to a lack of social mobility. Finally, Mills argues that the power elite can be challenged and that the public can take action to limit the power of the elite. He argues that the public can use the power of the vote to limit the power of the elite and that the public can use the power of the press to hold the elite accountable. He also argues that the public can use the power of protest to challenge the power of the elite. The Power Elite is an important book that provides an analysis of the structure of power in the United States. Mills argues that the power elite is composed of three distinct groups: the military, the corporate, and the political. He argues that these three groups are interlocked and that they have a great deal of influence over the decisions that are made in the country. He also argues that the power elite is largely unaccountable to the public and that it is largely insulated from public opinion. He argues that the power elite can be challenged and that the public can take action to limit the power of the elite. The Power Elite is an important book that provides an analysis of the structure of power in the United States. Main ideas. Main idea number one. The Power Elite. The power elite is a small group of people who control the most important economic, political, and military decisions in the United States. This group is composed of the corporate, political, and military leaders who have the most influence in the country. The power elite is a small group of people who control the most important economic, political, and military decisions in the United States. This group is composed of the corporate, political, and military leaders who have the most influence in the country. They are the ones who make the decisions that shape the future of the nation, and they are the ones who benefit the most from those decisions. They are the ones who have the power to shape the economic, political, and military policies of the nation. The power elite is a small group of people who are not elected by the people, but who have the power to make decisions that affect the lives of millions of people. They are the ones who control the resources of the nation, and they are the ones who benefit the most from those resources. They are the ones who have the power to shape the economic, political, and military policies of the nation. The power elite is a small group of people who are not accountable to the people, but who have the power to make decisions that affect the lives of millions of people. They are the ones who control the resources of the nation, and they are the ones who benefit the most from those resources. They are the ones who have the power to shape the economic, political, and military policies of the nation. The power elite is a small group of people who are not accountable to the people, but who have the power to make decisions that affect the lives of millions of people. They are the ones who control the resources of the nation, and they are the ones who benefit the most from those resources. They are the ones who have the power to shape the economic, political, and military policies of the nation. They are the ones who have the power to determine the fate of the nation, and they are the ones who benefit the most from those decisions. Main idea number two. The power structure of the United States is composed of three distinct groups: the corporate elite, the political elite, and the military elite. These three groups interact and cooperate to maintain their power and influence over the country. The corporate elite is composed of the wealthiest and most powerful individuals in the country. They are the owners and executives of large corporations, and they have the most influence over the economy and the government. They are able to use their wealth and influence to shape the laws and regulations that govern the country. The political elite is composed of elected officials and their staffs. They are the ones who make the laws and regulations that govern the country. They are also the ones who are responsible for implementing those laws and regulations. They are the ones who are in charge of the government and its policies. The military elite is composed of the highest-ranking officers in the military. They are the ones who are responsible for the defense of the country and its citizens. They are the ones who are in charge of the military and its operations. They are the ones who are responsible for protecting the country from external threats. These three groups interact and cooperate to maintain their power and influence over the country. They work together to ensure that their interests are protected and that their power is not challenged. They also work together to ensure that the laws and regulations that govern the country are in their favor. They are the ones who are in charge of the country and its future. Main idea number three. The corporate elite is composed of the top executives of the largest corporations in the United States. They have the most economic power and influence in the country and are able to shape the economic policies of the government. The corporate elite are the most powerful economic actors in the United States. They are the top executives of the largest corporations in the country, and they have the most influence over the economic policies of the government. They are the ones who make the decisions that shape the economic landscape of the nation. They are the ones who decide which industries will be subsidized, which taxes will be raised, and which regulations will be enforced. They are the ones who decide which companies will be allowed to merge and which ones will be broken up. They are the ones who decide which countries will be given preferential trade agreements and which ones will be excluded. They are the ones who decide which technologies will be developed and which ones will be abandoned. In short, the corporate elite are the ones who have the most power and influence over the economic policies of the United States. The corporate elite are not just powerful in the economic realm. They also have a great deal of influence in the political realm. They are the ones who donate the most money to political campaigns and who have the most access to politicians. They are the ones who are consulted when important decisions are being made. They are the ones who are invited to the White House for meetings and dinners. They are the ones who are consulted when the government is making decisions about foreign policy and military interventions. In short, the corporate elite are the ones who have the most influence over the political decisions of the United States. The corporate elite are the most powerful economic and political actors in the United States. They have the most influence over the economic and political policies of the nation, and they are the ones who have the most power to shape the future of the country. They are the ones who will decide which industries will be subsidized, which taxes will be raised, and which regulations will be enforced. They are the ones who will decide which countries will be given preferential trade agreements and which ones will be excluded. They are the ones who will decide which technologies will be developed and which ones will be abandoned. In short, the corporate elite are the ones who will determine the future of the United States. Main idea number four. The political elite is composed of the top politicians in the United States. They have the most political power and influence in the country and are able to shape the political policies of the government. The political elite are the most powerful and influential people in the United States. They are the ones who make the decisions that shape the country's political policies. They are the ones who have the most influence over the government and its decisions. They are the ones who are able to shape the political landscape of the country. They are the ones who are able to make the most impact on the country's future. The political elite are the ones who are able to get their way in the political arena. They are the ones who are able to get their policies passed and implemented. They are the ones who are able to get their way in the legislative process. They are the ones who are able to get their way in the executive branch. They are the ones who are able to get their way in the judicial branch. The political elite are the ones who are able to get their way in the media. They are the ones who are able to get their message out to the public. They are the ones who are able to get their message heard by the people. They are the ones who are able to get their message across to the people. They are the ones who are able to get their message out to the world. The political elite are the ones who are able to get their way in the economy. They are the ones who are able to get their policies implemented and their businesses running. They are the ones who are able to get their way in the stock market. They are the ones who are able to get their way in the banking system. They are the ones who are able to get their way in the financial markets. The political elite are the ones who are able to get their way in the international arena. They are the ones who are able to get their policies implemented and their businesses running in other countries. They are the ones who are able to get their way in the international trade agreements. They are the ones who are able to get their way in the international political arena. They are the ones who are able to get their way in the international economic arena. Main idea number 5. The military elite. The military elite is composed of the top military leaders in the United States. They have the most military power and influence in the country and are able to shape the military policies of the government. The military elite is a powerful force in the United States. They are the top military leaders in the country and have the most influence over the military policies of the government. They are the ones who decide how the military will be used and what strategies will be employed. They are the ones who make the decisions about when and where to deploy troops and what weapons to use. They are the ones who decide how much money will be spent on defense and what kind of technology will be used. They are the ones who decide who will be promoted and who will be demoted. They are the ones who decide who will be sent into battle and who will stay home. The military elite is a small group of people who have a great deal of power and influence. They are the ones who make the decisions that affect the lives of millions of people. They are the ones who decide how the military will be used and what strategies will be employed. They are the ones who decide how much money will be spent on defense and what kind of technology will be used. They are the ones who decide who will be promoted and who will be demoted. They are the ones who decide who will be sent into battle and who will stay home. The military elite is a powerful force in the United States, and their decisions have a huge impact on the lives of many people. They are the ones who decide how the military will be used and what strategies will be employed. They are the ones who decide how much money will be spent on defense and what kind of technology will be used. They are the ones who decide who will be promoted and who will be demoted. They are the ones who decide who will be sent into battle and who will stay home. Main idea number 6. The interaction of the power elite. The power elite interact and cooperate with each other to maintain their power and influence over the country. They use their economic, political, and military power to shape the policies of the government. The power elite interact and cooperate with each other to maintain their power and influence over the country. They use their economic, political, and military power to shape the policies of the government. This is done through lobbying, campaign contributions, and other forms of influence. The power elite also use their influence to shape public opinion and to control the media. They use their wealth and power to gain access to the highest levels of government and to shape the decisions of those in power. They also use their influence to shape the economic policies of the country, such as taxation, trade, and labor laws. By controlling the economic policies of the country, the power elite are able to maintain their wealth and power. The power elite also use their influence to shape the social and cultural norms of the country. They use their influence to shape the education system, the media, and the entertainment industry. They also use their influence to shape the laws and regulations of the country. By controlling the laws and regulations, the power elite are able to maintain their power and influence over the country. The power elite also use their influence to shape the foreign policy of the country. By controlling the foreign policy of the country, the power elite are able to maintain their power and influence over the world. The power elite interact and cooperate with each other to maintain their power and influence over the country. They use their economic, political, and military power to shape the policies of the government. They also use their influence to shape public opinion and to control the media. By controlling the economic policies of the country, the power elite are able to maintain their wealth and power. They also use their influence to shape the social and cultural norms of the country, the education system, the media, and the entertainment industry. By controlling the laws and regulations of the country, the power elite are able to maintain their power and influence over the country. Finally, by controlling the foreign policy of the country, the power elite are able to maintain their power and influence over the world. Main idea number 7. The role of the masses. The masses are largely excluded from the power elite and have little influence over the decisions made by the power elite. The masses are largely powerless and are unable to shape the policies of the government. The role of the masses in the power elite is a complex one. On the one hand, the masses are largely excluded from the power elite and have little influence over the decisions made by the power elite. The masses are largely powerless and are unable to shape the policies of the government. On the other hand, the masses are the ultimate source of power for the power elite. The power elite relies on the support of the masses to maintain its power and influence. Without the support of the masses, the power elite would be unable to maintain its power and influence. The power elite is aware of the importance of the masses and often attempts to manipulate the masses to its own ends. The power elite uses propaganda and other forms of manipulation to shape public opinion and to influence the masses. The power elite also uses the media to spread its message and to shape public opinion. The power elite also uses its influence to shape the policies of the government and to ensure that its interests are protected. The power elite is aware of the importance of the masses and often attempts to manipulate the masses to its own ends. The power elite uses propaganda and other forms of manipulation to shape public opinion and to influence the masses. The power elite also uses the media to spread its message and to shape public opinion. The power elite also uses its influence to shape the policies of the government and to ensure that its interests are protected. The masses, however, are not completely powerless. The masses can use their collective power to influence the decisions of the power elite. The masses can use their collective voice to demand change and to challenge the policies of the power elite. The masses can also use their collective power to elect representatives who will represent their interests and to hold the power elite accountable for its actions. The role of the masses in the power elite is an important one. The masses are the ultimate source of power for the power elite and can use their collective power to influence the decisions of the power elite. The masses can also use their collective voice to demand change and to challenge the policies of the power elite. The masses can also use their collective power to elect representatives who will represent their interests and to hold the power elite accountable for its actions. Main idea number 8. The role of the media. The media plays an important role in shaping public opinion and influencing the decisions of the power elite. The media is used by the power elite to manipulate public opinion and shape the policies of the government. The media is a powerful tool for the power elite to use to influence public opinion and shape the policies of the government. The media can be used to spread propaganda and manipulate public opinion in favor of the power elite. The media can also be used to create a false sense of consensus among the public, making it easier for the power elite to push through their agenda. The media can also be used to discredit opponents of the power elite and to create a false sense of security among the public. The media can also be used to create a false sense of urgency and to create a sense of fear among the public. This can be used to push through policies that the power elite wants to implement. The media can also be used to create a false sense of unity among the public, making it easier for the power elite to push through their agenda. The media can also be used to create a false sense of security among the public, making it easier for the power elite to push through their agenda. The media can also be used to create a false sense of legitimacy for the power elite and their policies. This can be used to create a false sense of legitimacy for the power elite and their policies. The media can also be used to create a false sense of consensus among the public, making it easier for the power elite to push through their agenda. The media can also be used to discredit opponents of the power elite and to create a false sense of security among the public. The media can be a powerful tool for the power elite to use to influence public opinion and shape the policies of the government. The power elite can use the media to manipulate public opinion and create a false sense of consensus among the public. The power elite can also use the media to discredit opponents of the power elite and to create a false sense of security among the public. The power elite can also use the media to create a false sense of legitimacy for the power elite and their policies. Main idea number 9. The role of the government. The government is largely controlled by the power elite and is used to further their interests. The government is used to protect the interests of the power elite and to maintain their power and influence over the country. The role of the government in the power elite is to protect the interests of the elite and to maintain their power and influence over the country. The government is used to create laws and regulations that favor the elite and to ensure that their interests are protected. The government also serves as a tool for the elite to control the population and to ensure that their interests are not threatened. The government is also used to create a system of patronage and to ensure that the elite remain in power. The government is also used to create a system of taxation and to ensure that the elite remain wealthy and powerful. The government is also used to create a system of propaganda and to ensure that the population is kept in line and that the elite remain in power. The government is also used to create a system of censorship and to ensure that the population is kept in the dark about the true nature of the power elite. The government is also used to create a system of surveillance and to ensure that the population is kept under control and that the elite remain in power. The government is also used to create a system of economic control and to ensure that the elite remain wealthy and powerful. The government is also used to create a system of social control and to ensure that the population is kept in line and that the elite remain in power. The government is also used to create a system of political control and to ensure that the elite remain in power. Main idea number 10. The role of the military. The military is used by the power elite to protect their interests and to maintain their power and influence over the country. The military is used to suppress dissent and to protect the interests of the power elite. The role of the military in a society is an important one. It is used by the power elite to protect their interests and to maintain their power and influence over the country. The military is used to suppress dissent and to protect the interests of the power elite. It is also used to enforce laws and to protect the citizens of the country from external threats. The military is also used to project power and influence abroad, and to protect the interests of the power elite in foreign countries. The military is also used to maintain order and stability in the country, and to protect the interests of the power elite from internal threats. The power elite use the military to maintain their power and influence over the country. They use the military to suppress dissent and to protect their interests. They also use the military to project power and influence abroad, and to protect their interests in foreign countries. The military is also used to maintain order and stability in the country, and to protect the interests of the power elite from internal threats. The military is also used to enforce laws and to protect the citizens of the country from external threats. The power elite use the military to maintain their power and influence over the country. They use the military to suppress dissent and to protect their interests. They also use the military to project power and influence abroad, and to protect their interests in foreign countries. The military is also used to maintain order and stability in the country, and to protect the interests of the power elite from internal threats. The military is also used to enforce laws and to protect the citizens of the country from external threats. Main idea number 11. The role of the corporations. The corporations are used by the power elite to further their interests and to maintain their power and influence over the country. The corporations are used to manipulate the economy and to shape the policies of the government. The role of the corporations in the power elite is an important one. Corporations are used by the power elite to further their interests and to maintain their power and influence over the country. Corporations are used to manipulate the economy and to shape the policies of the government. They are used to control the media and to influence public opinion. Corporations are also used to influence the political process and to ensure that the power elite's interests are protected. Corporations are used to create monopolies and to control the resources of the country. They are used to create wealth and to maintain the status quo. Corporations are also used to create jobs and to provide economic stability. The power elite use corporations to maintain their power and influence. They use them to control the economy and to shape the policies of the government. They use them to control the media and to influence public opinion. They use them to influence the political process and to ensure that their interests are protected. They use them to create monopolies and to control the resources of the country. They use them to create wealth and to maintain the status quo. They use them to create jobs and to provide economic stability. The power elite use corporations to maintain their power and influence over the country. They use them to manipulate the economy and to shape the policies of the government. They use them to control the media and to influence public opinion. They use them to influence the political process and to ensure that their interests are protected. They use them to create monopolies and to control the resources of the country. They use them to create wealth and to maintain the status quo. They use them to create jobs and to provide economic stability. Main idea number 12. The role of the political parties. The political parties are used by the power elite to further their interests and to maintain their power and influence over the country. The political parties are used to manipulate public opinion and to shape the policies of the government. The role of political parties in a democracy is to represent the interests of the people and to ensure that their voices are heard in the government. Political parties are the primary means by which citizens can participate in the political process and influence the decisions of the government. Political parties provide a platform for citizens to express their views and to advocate for their interests. They also provide a way for citizens to organize and mobilize around issues that are important to them. Political parties are essential for a healthy democracy, as they provide a way for citizens to engage in the political process and to hold their government accountable. Political parties also play an important role in the formation of government policies. They are the primary means by which the power elite can influence the government and shape public opinion. Political parties are used to promote the interests of the power elite and to ensure that their policies are implemented. Political parties are also used to manipulate public opinion and to shape the policies of the government. By controlling the political parties, the power elite can maintain their power and influence over the country. The role of political parties is essential for a healthy democracy. They provide a platform for citizens to express their views and to advocate for their interests. They also provide a way for citizens to organize and mobilize around issues that are important to them. Political parties are also used by the power elite to further their interests and to maintain their power and influence over the country. By controlling the political parties, the power elite can manipulate public opinion and shape the policies of the government. Main idea number 13. The role of the elite. The elite are the most powerful and influential members of the power elite. They have the most economic, political, and military power and influence in the country and are able to shape the policies of the government. The role of the elite is to shape the policies of the government and to ensure that their interests are represented. They are the most powerful and influential members of society and have the most economic, political, and military power. They are able to influence the decisions of the government and to shape the direction of the country. They are the ones who are able to make the most significant changes in society and to ensure that their interests are represented. They are the ones who are able to shape the future of the country and to ensure that their interests are protected. The elite are also able to use their power and influence to ensure that their interests are represented in the media and in public discourse. They are able to shape the narrative and to ensure that their interests are represented in the public discourse. They are also able to use their power and influence to ensure that their interests are represented in the political process. They are able to shape the policies of the government and to ensure that their interests are represented in the political process. The elite are also able to use their power and influence to ensure that their interests are represented in the economy. They are able to shape the economic policies of the government and to ensure that their interests are represented in the economy. They are also able to use their power and influence to ensure that their interests are represented in the international arena. They are able to shape the foreign policies of the government and to ensure that their interests are represented in the international arena. Main idea number 14. The role of the middle class. The middle class is largely excluded from the power elite and has little influence over the decisions made by the power elite. The middle class is largely powerless and is unable to shape the policies of the government. The role of the middle class in society is often overlooked. The power elite, or those at the top of the social hierarchy, have the most influence over the decisions made by the government. The middle class, however, is largely excluded from this power structure and has little influence over the policies of the government. The middle class is largely powerless and is unable to shape the policies of the government. This lack of power has led to a growing sense of frustration among the middle class, as they feel that their voices are not being heard. This frustration has been further exacerbated by the increasing economic inequality in society, as the middle class has seen their income stagnate while the wealthy have seen their incomes rise. The middle class is an important part of society, and their voices should be heard. It is important for the government to recognize the needs of the middle class and to ensure that their voices are heard in the policymaking process. This will help to ensure that the policies of the government are reflective of the needs of the middle class and that their interests are taken into account. Main idea number 15. The role of the working class. The working class is largely excluded from the power elite and has little influence over the decisions made by the power elite. The working class is largely powerless and is unable to shape the policies of the government. The role of the working class in society is often overlooked and undervalued. Despite the fact that the working class makes up the majority of the population, they are largely excluded from the power elite and have little influence over the decisions made by the power elite. The working class is largely powerless and is unable to shape the policies of the government. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the working class is often taken advantage of and their interests are not taken into account when decisions are made. The working class is often seen as a source of cheap labor and is used to drive down wages and working conditions. This has led to a situation where the working class is unable to access the same opportunities as the power elite and is unable to make their voices heard. This lack of power and influence has led to a situation where the main idea number 16. The role of the poor are largely excluded from the power elite and have little influence over the decisions made by the power elite. The poor are largely powerless and are unable to shape the policies of the government. The role of the poor in society is often overlooked and undervalued. Despite their lack of power and influence, the poor are an integral part of any society. They are the most vulnerable members of society, and their needs and interests must be taken into account when making decisions. The power elite, however, often overlooks the needs of the poor and instead focuses on their own interests. This can lead to policies that are detrimental to the poor, such as cuts to welfare and other social services. It is important to recognize the role of the poor in society and to ensure that their needs are taken into account when making decisions. This can be done by increasing their representation in government and other decision-making bodies, as well as by providing them with the resources and support they need to participate in the decision-making process. Only then can the power elite truly understand the needs of the poor and make decisions that benefit them. Main idea number 17. The role of the unions. The unions are used by the power elite to further their interests and to maintain their power and influence over the country. The unions are used to manipulate the labor market and to shape the policies of the government. The role of unions in society is an important one. Unions are used by the power elite to further their interests and to maintain their power and influence over the country. Unions are used to manipulate the labor market and to shape the policies of the government. Unions are also used to protect the rights of workers and to ensure that they are treated fairly and equitably. Unions are also used to advocate for better wages and working conditions for their members. Unions are also used to negotiate collective bargaining agreements with employers, which can help to ensure that workers are paid a fair wage and have access to benefits and other forms of compensation. Unions are also used to organize protests and strikes in order to bring attention to issues that are important to workers. Unions are also used to lobby the government for changes in laws and regulations that will benefit workers. Unions are also used to educate workers about their rights and to provide them with resources and support. Unions are also used to provide legal assistance to workers who are facing unfair treatment or discrimination. Unions are also used to provide a voice for workers in the political process and to ensure that their interests are represented in the decision-making process. The role of unions in society is an important one, and they are essential for ensuring that workers are treated fairly and equitably. Unions are also essential for ensuring that the power elite does not have too much control over the country and that the interests of the people are represented in the decision-making process. Unions are also essential for ensuring that workers have access to resources and support and that their rights are protected. Main idea number 18. The role of the education system. The education system is used by the power elite to further their interests and to maintain their power and influence over the country. The education system is used to manipulate public opinion and to shape the policies of the government. The education system plays a critical role in the power structure of a country. It is used by the power elite to further their interests and to maintain their power and influence over the country. Through the education system, the power elite can manipulate public opinion and shape the policies of the government. They can use the education system to indoctrinate the public with their own beliefs and values, and to ensure that their own interests are protected. The education system is also used to create a sense of loyalty and obedience among the population. It is used to instill a sense of patriotism and national pride, and to encourage citizens to support the government and its policies. The education system is also used to create a sense of social cohesion and to promote a sense of unity among the population. The education system is also used to create a sense of social control. It is used to ensure that the population is compliant with the laws and regulations of the government. It is also used to ensure that the population is aware of the government's policies and to ensure that they are followed. The education system is also used to create a sense of order and stability in the country. The education system is an important tool for the power elite to maintain their power and influence over the country. It is used to manipulate public opinion and to shape the policies of the government. It is also used to create a sense of loyalty and obedience among the population, and to create a sense of social control and order. The education system is an essential part of the power structure of a country, and it is used by the power elite to further their interests and to maintain their power and influence. Main idea number 19. The role of the law. The law is used by the power elite to further their interests and to maintain their power and influence over the country. The law is used to protect the interests of the power elite and to maintain their power and influence over the country. The role of the law in society is an important one. It is used by the power elite to further their interests and to maintain their power and influence over the country. The law is used to protect the interests of the power elite and to ensure that their power and influence remain intact. The law is also used to regulate the behavior of the population, to ensure that the power elite's interests are not threatened. The law is used to punish those who challenge the power elite's authority and to protect the interests of the power elite. The law is also used to ensure that the power elite's interests are not threatened by the actions of the population. The power elite use the law to maintain their power and influence over the country. They use the law to protect their interests and to ensure that their power and influence remain intact. The law is also used to regulate the behavior of the population, to ensure that the power elite's interests are not threatened. The law is used to punish those who challenge the power elite's authority and to protect the interests of the power elite. The law is also used to ensure that the power elite's interests are not threatened by the actions of the population. The power elite use the law to maintain their power and influence over the country. They use the law to protect their interests and to ensure that their power and influence remain intact. The law is also used to regulate the behavior of the population, to ensure that the power elite's interests are not threatened. The law is used to punish those who challenge the power elite's authority and to protect the interests of the power elite. The law is also used to ensure that the power elite's interests are not threatened by the actions of the population. The power elite use the law to maintain their power and influence over the country. They use the law to protect their interests and to ensure that their power and influence remain intact. The law is also used to regulate the behavior of the population, to ensure that the power elite's interests are not threatened. The law is used to punish those who challenge the power elite's authority and to protect the interests of the power elite. The law is also used to ensure that the power elite's interests are not threatened by the actions of the population. The power elite use the law to maintain their power and influence over the country. They use the law to protect their interests and to ensure that their power and influence remain intact. The law is also used to regulate the behavior of the population, to ensure that the power elite's interests are not threatened. The law is used to punish those who challenge the power elite's authority and to protect the interests of the power elite. The law is also used to ensure that the power elite's interests are not threatened by the actions of the population. The power elite use the law to maintain their power and influence over the country. They use the law to protect their interests and to ensure that their power and influence remain intact. The law is also used to regulate the behavior of the population, to ensure that the power elite's interests are not threatened. The law is used to punish those who challenge the power elite's authority and to protect the interests of the power elite. The law is also used to ensure that the power elite's interests are not threatened by the actions of the population. In conclusion, the law is an important tool used by the power elite to maintain their power and influence over the country. The law is used to protect the interests of the power elite and to ensure that their power and influence remain intact. The law is also used to regulate the behavior of the population, to ensure that the power elite's interests are not threatened. The law is used to punish those who challenge the power elite's authority and to protect the interests of the power elite. The law is also used to ensure that the power elite's interests are not threatened by the actions of the population. Main idea number 20. The role of the international system. The international system is used by the power elite to further their interests and to maintain their power and influence over the country. The international system is used to manipulate the global economy and to shape the policies of the government. The international system is a powerful tool used by the power elite to further their interests and maintain their power and influence. It is used to manipulate the global economy and shape the policies of governments. The international system is composed of a complex network of international organizations, treaties, and agreements that are used to regulate the global economy and to ensure the interests of the power elite are protected. These organizations, treaties, and agreements are used to create a system of rules and regulations that are designed to benefit the power elite and to limit the power of the people. The international system is also used to create a system of alliances and partnerships between countries that are beneficial to the power elite. These alliances and partnerships are used to create a system of economic and political cooperation that is beneficial to the power elite and to limit the power of the people. The international system is also used to create a system of international trade agreements that are beneficial to the power elite and to limit the power of the people. The international system is a powerful tool used by the power elite to further their interests and maintain their power and influence. It is used to manipulate the global economy and shape the policies of governments. The international system is a complex network of international organizations, treaties, and agreements that are used to regulate the global economy and to ensure the interests of the power elite are protected.